Now I'm really excited to introduce my first guest tonight. Is none other than the great singer, Tony Christie. Let's go and say hello to him. Hi, Tony. How are you doing tonight? And thank you for coming on Kennet Radio.
Really nice to be speaking to you.
Yeah,
and,
brilliant.
And hopefully I'm speaking to you to try and... Because I'm doing a special concert for my granddaughter, who's at Reed College, the acting drama school there, and they're looking for some to try and raise a bit of cash. And one of the teachers said, "Anybody you could help? Think you could help?" And do you know what she said? "Well, my granddad sings a bit."
Sings a bit. I love it.
Sings a bit. Yeah, that's what she actually said. And she said, "Oh, really? Who is it?" She says, "Oh, Tony Christie." What?
Oh, I would love to have seen that. I really would have loved to have seen that. And as a result of that and that connection, you're doing this one-off concert at Arlington Arts down here near to Newbury on the 18th, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, yeah. And that's my first gig this year. You know, getting through the new year and everything. I've done a couple of German TVs and things, but, you know, they're live shows. That's my first live show this year.
Well, you really are really quite busy, because I was just looking at your website and you look like you've only just finished a tour as well.
Yeah, this year is my... In April, it's my 80th birthday, and we're celebrating my 80th birthday, and basically more than 60 years in the business. And we're doing big tours. We're off to Nashville to do a couple of albums. It's just going to be so busy. It's great.
Well, I really hope I'm as fit and energetic as you are when I'm 80. You sound like you're doing marvellously.
Oh, yeah, I don't give in. I don't accept. People say, "When are you going to stop?" I said, "When I die. I just want to work forever." It's one of those things, isn't it?
Well, you know, if you've got the energy and you love doing it, well, why shouldn't you?
Well, you know, I mean, the good thing is, mate, that, you know, 80 years old, but my voice is still the same. You know, I'm, there's no problems. Whoever's looking after me up there, they've done a good job, and they're looking after me.
Brilliant. I've got a few notes on the Reed College, and I just wanted to talk about this because you're supporting them in, you know, very generously in this concert, and they've been working for 14 years. It's I think a sixth form college where you will learn all of the performing arts and study A levels at the same time, and your granddaughter's there.
That's right. Yeah, she's 17. She's just 17 a few days ago, and she's an actress. She wants to be an actress. You know, her name's Daya, and she's lovely.
Well, hello to Daya. I don't know if she's listening, or we'll listen later on, but say hello to Daya from Kennet Radio, and I wish her all the very best in her studies and her training. And the college, they're struggling a bit with money, and I did read a local news article that sounds like they've lost one of their fundraising or funders, so they really need the extra money to keep going. And what I'd like to do is encourage everyone who's listening around here, all our Kennet Radio listeners, to rush out and buy tickets. I did check. There are still some tickets left at Arlington for your concert.
Good. So, good. It's great. They'll enjoy it.
And I guess it's not the only chance to see you in the UK, because, or even around the world, because you just said you're doing quite a tour this year.
Yeah, I am, yeah. It's going to be a very busy year for me. I've got to make a couple of albums in Nashville. And I've got a big tour. My son is my manager. He's building this big tour. And, you know, I'm a workaholic. So, you know, I'd rather be working than not working, you know.
Oh, I totally understand, yeah. So you just get bored if you don't work or do something. You said you're going to Nashville. Does that reflect that you're doing some country music, or is it just where you happen to be recording?
Well, what I'm doing is, I've got some brand new songs which we want to do, but also we talked about what I want to do is while we're there, just do a very, very basic covers of what I've recorded songs, and let them, because they're Nashville musicians and they're absolutely the world's best, and they won't know them. I want them to do their versions of them, so they're completely different. Things like I did what I did for Maria and all these things, let them do their versions of it. I just want to see if it's any different, you know. I hope it's, you know.
And will you be collaborating on there as a covers album with those people?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, I look very much forward to
that. They're so great. I mean, they're so great. I mean, really, I've done a few albums over there. They're so quick. They're just the world's best musicians. And you could do an album in a couple of days there. That's how good they are.
Well, I'll be looking out for that, because one of the other shows I do on Kennet Radio is a covers program, and I just play covers, and it sounds like it's perfect for that show when that's published.
Well, yeah, that's what we're doing, covering a lot of the hits I know over the years, and doing their version. Let them do their versions of it.
Yeah, brilliant.
You never know, do you?
And is that why you chose the song Peggy Lee, the Peggy Lee song?
Well, I've been a Peggy Lee fan all my life. You know, I like great singers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sinatras and the Ella Fitzgeralds and the Peggy Lees and Matt Monroe's, they're great. You know, the great singers. Which I don't know about you, but I'm not hearing any great singers anymore. The music business has changed slightly. I don't know what's happening, but Peggy Lee's always been one of my favorites. And that particular song, I shouldn't say this, but that particular song that I chose is a song I've loved all my life. And I said to my wife, if I ever die, you know, in about 40 years, if I ever die, I'd like that to be played at my funeral.
Okay, well, if anyone ever forgets that, Tony, I'll tell them that's what you told me. But we won't tell anyone
else. The most beautiful song sung by a great singer, and that is it.
Brilliant. Shall I play that now, and then we'll just come back to you after that, and we'll talk a bit about how anyone can get tickets for the show on next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So stick on the line there, Tony. I'll come back to you in about 3 minutes. This is, well, you introduce it.
Oh, Folks Who Live on the Hill.
That's Peggy Lee there with The Folks Who Live on the Hill. That's chosen by my guest who's currently on the line, Tony Christie. That's Tony Christie of Amarillo fame, if you're not sure. And I had to tell my wife, I couldn't believe it. She's gone down in my esteem. And that's
did what I did for Maria.
Yeah, that's indeed. There are plenty more other songs. And didn't you once record a role in Evita as well?
I was in, yes, Evita. I was in a West End show within about 3 months. Yeah, it was great. I enjoyed that.
So, yeah, people just think of the records.
Well, I did the original album, you know. I played Evita's boyfriend, or lover, as they call it now.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
A man of many talents, but we knew that before we started talking, didn't we? Anyway, so you're doing a fundraising concert at Arlington Arts on the 18th of February. There are still seats left available for people who want to go and buy them. They're £25 each, and I know you're touring around in Nashville and other places, but I think round here that's the only chance we'll get to see you locally to Newbury.
It will be, yeah, it will be.
So people should rush out.
Hopefully more in future, you never know.
Well, you know, if you're ever coming down this way again, just get Sean to ring me up and let me know, and we'd love to speak to you again.
Okey-doke.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So, yes, plenty of seats left. That's Tony Christie. The only chance you're going to get to see him round here at Arlington Arts next Wednesday, the 18th of January. I'll be mentioning that again later on in the show, just to make sure anyone who missed it knows about it. Well, Tony, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you on Kennet Radio tonight, and I wish you all the best for the future and your tours this year.
That's very nice of you. Thank you. And Kennet, thank you very much.
Yeah, and thank you enormously for giving your time up this evening for us.
It's a great pleasure. Okay. Anytime.
Thank you very much.